Okay, we're picking up with the Daily Halacha. We're continuing in Hilchos Chodesh Elul. For those who joined, if you want to hear the previous two Daily Halachas, I'll be happy, private message me and I can send them over to you. So we mentioned a few different minhagim, things that people do during Chodesh Elul. Another thing we brought down in the name of the Maharil is that when you write to your friend a letter, which nobody really does, Bizman Hazeh, so it's not really Sonogea, but you should be Merameh him that he should be Zoche in a Ksiva V'chasima Tova, and you should give him a bracha for a good, you can do that. You could say, have a good new year, a happy Ksiva V'chasima Tova. You can mention that in any letter, maybe an email that you're writing, but that's a minhag that's quoted by the postgim already from the Maharil, it's earlier Achron. Also, what's brought down in the name of the Arizal in the Sefer Shem Tov Katan, he brings in the name of the Arizal that this man is a special segula for those who Chas V'Shalom have relatives, children, Chas V'Shalom, or brothers or sisters, whoever it is, a family member who's off the derech, to daven for them to come back and do tshuva. And this time is special time for Mesugal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to those tefillos to have all those who are far from him come closer. That's the quote in the name of the Arizal. Another minhag brought down in the way the Al Rabba in the name of the Shla is that to have Pimar Bebetanis and to increase one's fasting during the times of Elul. However, the post can already bring down that already the Sefer Chassidim or Rishon, he brings down that already if it's going to lead you to get angry because you're very hungry, or just in general nowadays the post can bring down that we are very weak, we're weak door, we can't fast like they used to. So then that is not something that's necessarily recommended. However, it is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Tuf Kuf Ayin Beis Yivkatan Beis B'Shem the Sefer Musar, he writes, if that during while you're eating, you're like, you're very hungry, that I've heard this, and that you like, you have one bite and you're still, you're about to really hungry for lunch. So you have one bite and you wait in order to push off your taiva. That is a certain bechina is like a little bit like you're fasting. And it's and the Kav HaChaim takes it further, quotes the Sefer Magid Misharim, and he says that if a person does such a thing, it's like your makrev a korban in every suda that you had. And it's also, it continues, it's as if like your mezaveach or yetzer hara, like you're shechting yetzer hara, you're winning over the yetzer hara, and it's like a little bit of a fast. So that's something that everybody could do, is that like when you're very hungry, you'll have one bite, and then wait like a minute or two to be, you know, win over your yetzer hara, and that is something that is recommended by the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that that in general, better than doing a tainus is actually doing a tainus dibor. Tainus dibor, he quotes if tav kavayim beis over there, if katan beis, he quotes from Shem Nagra that a person can also do tshuva through not speaking out of things and only speaking Torah. That is something that's very that's a very big mila, and that's similar to fasting. Also, might even be better than fasting. Okay, so all that is different minhagim of the zman of Elul, and now a different the halacha, different minhag that comes up is slichos. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, he writes that the minhag for the Sfaradim is to come up to Lakum Bashmor Saboker, to wake up before dawn, and to say Slichos Tachanunim Rosh Chodesh Elul Ad Yom Kippur, after Rosh Chodesh until Yom Kippur, V'cheinu Minhag HaSfaradim. That is the minhag of the Sfaradim, is Manazeh. That's what the Sfaradim do. And even if you're a Bachar and a Sfaradi in Ashkenazi Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Kanevsky thought that they should not be Mevatel this minhag. And the Or Lezion also writes, even Talmid Chachamim are Oskim B'Torah Kol Hayom, they shouldn't miss any days of Slichos, and even and they should try to say Slichos best as possible. However, he writes, though, if getting up at Alos HaShachar is going to ruin their learning schedule, then you can have a right to say that a little bit later. I'll get into the difference in Zmanim of what's most Lechachila, but he does write that, again, everybody should not be missing any of the days of Slichos. And the tour even writes, though, the tour says that a person, that if a person, the more that you're mevakish rachem, so even if Ashkenazi wants to bili neder, say avos b'neder, to go once in a while to hear the Sephardi slichos, they have very beautiful slichos. They say the same thing every time, and the words are very easy to understand, and they actually have nice, very nice nagunim, so it's definitely my life. If you want to go hear slichos, daven slichos, with the Sephardim once in a while, during Elul, that's a very nice thing, and a very nice practice. And Eretz Yisrael, you know, there's thousands of people every night who go to the Kotel. It's very beautiful. Every night they go to the Kotel and they're davening, and it's very, very beautiful. The closer you get to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the more and more it gets. I don't know about this year with Corona, they probably have a lockdown. I don't know what they're going to do. But in a normal year, the mamish of thousands of people, especially Erev Yom Kippur, is like beautiful. They literally, it's like the most packed it is the whole year. Anyway, it's a very beautiful minhag that the Sfaradim have, and that's what they do. However, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says is that we start Slichos the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. However, that's only when you're going to have a minimum of 4 days beforehand. You have to have 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. So this year, I believe it's not. I think Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday. So then we're going to push. We're going to be Makdim and say Slichos all the way from the week before, and we'll have a whole extra week of Slichos. And the reason that is because that the Korbanos need a Bikur Mumum Dalad Yamim, and we're checking ourselves for Mumin before Vikraftim Ola. Rosh Hashanah is a Bechina of being Makriv ourselves, so to speak, on Rosh Hashanah. So we check ourselves for Slichos And that's the inyan over here to be makdim the week before Rosh Hashanah to already start doing slichos. And some explain also that there's an inyan that each day of the week before Rosh Hashanah is a ability to matak in the whole year's week. That's the Sefer Levi Eliyahu quotes that, and that's why already we start a week before. It's not really fully a full week because it's a little bit difficult to understand that pshat. But either way, he says that each day it's a very big segula. So the last Wednesday, the last Thursday, there's last Friday, etc. of the year, each can be matak in the whole every Wednesday that you had the whole year. So that's something that he brings down. They say that in Ener Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. They also said this pshat. So that's another reason that we have a week before. We have roughly a week before we have slichos. So one last halacha is, you know, Baruch Hashem will pick up with what times to say slichos. What are the times that you can do slichos and different dinos slichos. Baruch Hashem in tomorrow's daily halacha.